12, 12, 12.
12 o'clock, midnight. Shh, time to let you know. We hope you'll keep on listening. Shh, but you better turn the volume low. And listen low, and listen. Listen to the best in radio. Shh.
My mom a letter. This is what I said. Well, 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 I washed all the dishes and I did a lot more. I even bought dinner at the grocery store. And now, mom, you find the keys next door. 'Cause this little girl's gonna rock it. I got some biscuits for the pup. I put fresh water in its cup.
Listening to Fresh Air Community Radio, KFAI 90.3 FM, Minneapolis, and 106.7 FM, St. Paul. Radio without boundaries. I'm Mick Novak, and you're tuned into This Little Girl's Gone Rockin'. And the show is here every Friday from midnight to 2 a.m. And boy, is it bright in here. It's like daylight. I gotta go shut the lights down. This show is all about female vocals, and I always try. I hate words like always, usually, never, but I tend to use those words a lot. So I guess I love what I hate, which is going to be very true on this week's show. I have a lot of really bad, fun, what I think are fun records, but it's a bunch of vinyl that I've picked up over the course of the past month, and it's stuff that I've been waiting to play till I had it all kind of accumulated, kind of had a focus of a direction of where I wanted to go with it. Yeah. The only thing I couldn't bring in were my 78 RPMs, the turntables here at the station. God bless them. They don't play 78 RPM, and so I just haven't burned them onto CD yet. But that's all right. That's for another show. So again, while this show is all about female vocals, I'm going to start off with female vocals, but I have some really bad stuff. I've got some children's records. I have a PSA that's really, you're just going to vomit when you listen to it. And I have a really cool old time religion set with another song poem set to, you know, song poem, but it's a nice little religious one. So, but first up, we're going to hear from Heidi Berry from the 4AD label, 1983. Correct, or is it 1993? Is it 83? Is that right? That just seems so long ago already. Anyways, it's been reissued on a label called Soil Samples. So here we go, Heidi Berry, Unholy Light.
Light.
gonna knock, knock, knock. Until I get him, gonna knock, knock, knock. Until I get him, well, I give him everything, but he's just not there. His mother and his father say it's just not right. The girl should never call the boy a friendly man. So I'll knock, knock, knock. Until I get him, gonna knock, knock, knock. Until I get him, well, I give him everything, but he's just not there. I wanna say I love him, but he's just not there. So I'll knock, knock, knock. Until I get him, gonna knock, knock, knock. Until I get him, well, I give him everything, but he's just not there. His mother and his father say it's just not right. The girl should never call him for a family night. So I'll knock, knock, knock. Until I get him, gonna knock, knock, knock. Until I get him, gonna knock, knock, knock. Until I get him, gonna knock, knock, knock. Until I get him.
Oh.
that's actually the flip side of what is supposed to be the, well, you know, if it's the flip side, then it means that the A side is the hit side or the plug side, as they say in the 45 RPM 7-inch world. And it's a, you know, it is a great song, but I kind of like that one. It was very waltzy-like, and it just kind of caught my ear. And that was Leslie Duncan, I Want a Steady Guy. It's on the Jordan label. We heard Carol Shaw doing Jimmy Boy. I actually have the 45 now in my possession rather than having that song on a compilation of girls. I have my own particular 45. It's very important to me. We heard from the M&Ms doing Knock, Knock, Knock. And that's on the Quark label. And that has a nice, cute little picture sleeve. The Dolly Dots doing their version of Doo-Wah Diddy Diddy Diddy. And a whole bunch of those, I believe, I found at the last record show that was here in town back in October, which seems like a long time ago now, believe it or not. And Heidi Berry started off that set with Unholy Light.
Y'all tired of following the herd? Looking to go in a different direction? Start a stampede of fresh air community radio. Gallop down the dial to 90.3 FM Minneapolis and 106.7 FM St. Paul. Like the old West, radio without boundaries.
I'm Mick Novak, and you're tuned into This Little Girl's Gone Rockin'. I was trying to redeem myself with that last set of some really fun girl and girl group stuff, because what I'm going to play for you now is going to be silly, awful, juvenile, everything that I am. Yeah, this has a nice little picture sleeve as well. I mean, this 45 has a beautiful picture sleeve. And it's like I said, it's a 45, it's 7 inches, and it's on the Cricket label. So, of course, that means Kitty record right there. And it's Tony Wyman and the Four Cricket Tones doing Happy Birthday. And so I'm just going to play some songs, some Kitty records. Kitty as in K-I-D-D-I-E. Sometimes when I say Kitty, people think I'm going to play K-I-T-T-I-E songs. And sometimes I do that. And sometimes they're both Kitty and Kitty, if you know what I mean. But this set is not. It's just one Kitty. And some other stuff that I just happened to find. Oh, we're going to hear from, in this set, Little Cindy, who we know best for the Christmas time song. It's not a song, it's a spoken word bit about those awful naughty men. You'll recognize her voice when you hear it. But first up, Tony Wyman and the Four Cricket Tones. And if it's your birthday, well then, happy birthday.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, happy birthday, happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, happy birthday, happy birthday to you. We're gonna have a party. We're gonna have a party, a happy birthday party. Oh, after waiting very long, the day at last is here. And you are getting older, now you've grown another year. We've candy and ice cream, and look, for goodness sake, here comes Mommy carrying a great big birthday cake. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, happy birthday, happy birthday to you. It's time to blow the candles out, so everybody shh. Take a deep breath, let it out, and make a lucky wish. My My birthday comes just once a year. I wish I could have two, so everyone could sing again. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, happy birthday. Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday. Do you own a puppy? Are you thinking of getting one? Well, here's a story that begins in one of the most important days of a puppy's life, the day you bring him home. And to tell you how to train your dog, let's listen to a puppy who's writing in his diary to tell you the do's and don'ts about raising a dog.
Dear Puppy Diary, have I had a time the last couple of days? The nicest family brought me home from the pet store for their little boy, Tommy. When he saw me for the first time, you should have seen his face. It was love at first sight. I wagged my tail at him to kind of say, I like you too. And then I took off to explore. There are all sorts of things to crawl under and hide behind. And upstairs, this big bed. I took one jump.
Tommy, puppies shouldn't jump on furniture, especially the bed. The next time he jumps on the furniture...
I always wanted a little dog. I begged and begged some more. But Mommy said to be patient and not to slam the door. Mommy told me to wish real hard, and if it was meant to be, somewhere along life's pathway, a puppy was looking for me. On my way to school each day, right at the back of my heels, a shabby stray would follow me till I heard the screech of wheels. I wanted a puppy that was brand new, not a shabby old stray. But I picked it up front in front of the car, 'cause it whimpered there where it lay. I carried it over to safety, licking my hand in gratitude. But I want me a brand new puppy, not a shabby old stray like you. Mommy said it wouldn't be right just to leave it there, so I named it Shabby and took it home. I even combed his hair. Just till it's well, I told Mommy. I made her understand that I wanted me a brand new puppy. But Shabby kept licking my hand. The days grew on and kindness paid. Shabby got stronger each day. Mommy said it was our love that made him better that way. Soon, I couldn't wait to get home for the greeting that Shabby would give, running and jumping and thanking me for giving him a place to live. Shabby and I had become such friends that, well, I didn't want him to go. And I told him one day that he could stay. He just kept kissing me so. Mommy said when you help someone, you gain much more than they. I know it's true, and Shabby does too, 'cause we helped each other one day.
One bad habit men have recently picked up from women is the wearing of real fur coats. Granted, they look equally well in them, even on occasion distinguished. But with our meager wildlife resources, it would be more to our advantage to seek suitable substitutes. Women have single-handedly exhausted the world's supply of cheetahs, ocelots, snow leopards, giant otters, and red foxes. We hate to think what havoc the men will be responsible for. To date, They've shown a preference for Persian lamb, mink, marmot, and broadtail. And although none of these has been registered with the Department of the Interior as an endangered species, we can't help but note that when women first embraced the spotted cats, there was no scarcity of them either. Now, without exception, they are virtually non-existent, and for the most inexcusable reason in the world, our insensitivity to our ecological environment and our hyper-attentiveness to our own vanity. Real fur coats, no matter what fur they're made of, no matter who is wearing them, must be considered atrocities against our planet. For when we rob it of its wildlife, we condemn it to die, way ahead of schedule. This ecology report has been brought to you as a public service by E.F. Timmy & Son, Incorporated, makers of Timmytation Fabrics.
How does a cow make milk, I wonder? How does a cow make milk? Every cow has a milky way, and right now I'm prepared to say a cow has glands, and all those glands are chemical factories, busily manufacturing lots of things she needs. She chews the grass and chews the grass, then swallows down her cud. The glands make juice that help produce muscle, bone, and blood. And when a little calf is born to help the happy mother, a certain gland gets active, and that gland is called the udder. The udder manufactures milk, and when the calf is born, squirt, squirt, the little squirt turns the faucet on. And when the calf is through with his, we get all the milk there is.
Oh, my word. I listened to that whole LP the other night, and I decided that you can't listen to that whole LP at once. You need to just take it in small doses. It's called Why, Mommy? And it's songs about why do the stars twinkle? Why is the sky is blue? Where does milk come from? Where do I come from? I don't think it has that one on there because no one knows where I come from. I don't even know. But that was Tom Glaser. How does a cow make milk? Before that, we heard Evelyn Atwater, the Melody Lady with 20 Little Rabbits. It's off of a box set of 45s called Sing and Do Songs. And we heard a nice PSA about Let the Animals Live. And I really did fall off my chair when I listened to that last night. I said I have to play that tonight on my show. Little Cindy with her story about Shabby the dog. There was a lesson learned there now, wasn't there, kids? The Fun and Care of a Puppy, we heard a little bit of that. That was from 1969. You're tuned into This Little Girl's Gone Rockin' here on Fresh Air Community Radio. It's my birthday set. I'm Mick Novak, and the show is here every Friday from midnight to 2 a.m. And I'm here to tell you, in case you haven't already heard, tomorrow, which is today, because it's just a little bit into Saturday, we're having KFAI's having our 30th anniversary party at the Eagles Club. It's at 3030. Where am I? I'm at a different location. Like I said, Planet Mick, it's a different world. It's going to be at 25th and 25th here, not too far away from the radio station. I want you to check it out. But because I am tongue-tied, I got someone else who's going to tell you about it.
Having a party, dancing to the music.
Yes, we're having a party and would like to invite the entire KFAI listening community to a day of music, food, and fun as we celebrate our 30th anniversary and our power increase.
Performers include Dakota Dave Hall, Charlie Parr,
Peter Lang, Nikki and the Roommates,
Mr. Rolls, Lonnie Knight, Sherry Minnick,
and the International Reggae All-Stars, and many other special guests.
It's all happening Saturday afternoon, November 8th at 3 o'clock at the Eagles Club, 2507 East 25th Street in Minneapolis. More information available at kfai.org.
We hope to see everyone there.
Please stand by for a very important message.
KFAI is now accepting donations for our fall CD and record sale. Bring in your unwanted CDs and LPs and help support your community radio station. Donations are tax deductible and will be accepted Monday through Friday from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Last day for donations is Thursday, November 20th. Please be sure that items are in good condition. Also, you can visit the record sale at the Midwest Mountaineering Outdoor Adventure Expo, November 21st through the 23rd. For more information, go to kfai.org.
And that's all, folks.
We're getting down now.
Hi, this is Roy Holden, and that's Brad Dunsey on guitar. Join us and Wayne Hamilton on the next Wave project for Tunesmithing.
We're getting down now. We're getting down. We're getting down now.
Live from the KFAI studio, a song circle of three local songwriters doing original music. A little country, a little folky, maybe a little jazzy too. That's the Wave Project next Sunday, November 9th at 6 p.m. on KFAI.
Heads up, all you Grammys, Ho-Dads, and Garage Rockin' Troglodytes. The Surf and Hot Rod event to end all Surf and Hot Rod events is coming November 22nd to St. Paul's Turf Club. And KFAI and Ready Rumpus Room are going to be there to watch the furniture fly. Spin Out Records, label of Lowest Straitjackets lead guitarist Eddie Angel, is hosting a showcase on Saturday, November 22nd. The knockout bill includes Monsters of the Bird Dance Beat, Minneapolis's legendary trashman, 60s Bikesploitation soundtrack fuzzmeister Davey Allen, Eddie Angel's own primitive club and axe-wielding quartet, the Neanderthals, and St. Paul's Jan and Dean Meet the Ramones, surf vocal outfit, the 99ers. This year, Christmas comes a month early to Ready Rumpus Room, and we hope to share the evening with you. Tune in Ready Rumpus Room, Fridays at 9 to 10:30 p.m. for more details, or check out the archives at www.kfai.org. Come Saturday, November 22nd, the bird is the word! With the Trashmen, Davey Allen, the Neanderthals, and the 99ers at the Spin Out Records Stomp, an official KFAI and Ready Rumpus Room event.
was just a girlie.